Wish him, baby. This your boy J Blood Macadone. Rockin' with Royal Crush Takeover Radio. You already know, man. Drop that hot music.
Hey, everybody. This is your girl, Royal Crush Keisha. You're listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show.
Mr. Runtella, I thought I was on mute already, but I just appreciate it. Shout out to everybody.
Yes, I hear you, sir.
How's everybody weekend going?
The weekend ain't got here yet.
Weekend next Friday.
Yeah, well, you ain't talking about. You act like people like in full swing of the weekend or something. It's still Thursday.
Shoot, people
still got tomorrow.
Yeah, some of y'all do.
All right, sir. Yes, you're off on Friday now.
All right, let's get into the first song.
So
I'm all about my Benjamin.
Don't be doing it. Some of us got to work on Fridays.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all about my blue faces.
All right, but that was funny. But, yes, we definitely got a good show for you guys coming up. We have model Rag Beauty that'll be coming up all the way from Seattle, Washington. So we're super excited about getting her on a little later in the show. Definitely shout out to Sean Felder because he is the one that told her about us. Definitely got to shout her out. Let's just get into it. This is Blueface by our special guest from last week, Chucky.
Blame it on wall. It,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I just keep thumbing through blue, honey. Yeah. Thumbing through all blue honey. I went and got me some motherfucking money. Don't matter if it's raining or sunny. I'm a hustle from Monday to Sunday. In the trap with all of my homies. You know my young niggas keep it a honey. All in the spot and you know how we coming. Every since you jacking, I want a honey. Thumbing through all blue honey. I went and got me some motherfucking money. Don't matter if it's raining or sunny. I'm a hustle from Monday to Sunday. In the trap with all of my homies. You know my niggas gon' keep it a honey. All in the spot and you know how we coming. Every since you jacking, I want a honey.
Stuck in the trap trying to give me some money. Addicted to the trap trying to give me some money. Niggas ain't solid, young niggas, yeah, we keep it 100. Ride with that stick, yeah, I call it a Tommy. Since a young, I been robbing for money. I'm getting that pack, thug, calling the money. We got them bells, these niggas ain't taking them from me. You heard what I said, you know what I mean. These niggas get blowing that money. I'm in the trap, I keep it 100. Me and my niggas, we bustin' the money. Trappin' and bangin' since I was a young. It's a smile on my face, but I know it ain't funny. These niggas will kill me, they taking them from me. These niggas don't rob me, they taking them from me. And them blue faces fell in love with them honey. Them blue faces fell in love with them honey.
You thumbing through all blue honey. I went and got me some motherfucking money. Don't matter if it's raining or sunny. I'm a hustle from Monday to Sunday. In the trap with all of my homies. You know my young niggas keep it a honey. All in the spot and you know how we coming. Every since you jacking, I want a honey. I'm at the wall, blue honey. I went and got me some motherfucking money. Don't matter if it's raining or sunny. I'm a hustle from Monday to Sunday. In the trap with all of my homies. You know my niggas gon' keep it a honey. All in the spot and you know how we coming. Every since you're talking, I want a honey. Put on a hat while I smack on the booty. Little baby, say that a young nigga ruthless. Since the spot got the whole hood booming. Turn off the pot, gotta watch how they move. Watch out of eyes, we plotting but capping. Pull up in traffic, got them at his clapping. We lying, these niggas be rapping. We pull up in traffic and show you what's right. We get diamonds that sit on my wrist. Keep it a hundred, I just want the money. I pull up right now and sell you some dummy. Bad intentions running all through my body. Thumbing through hundreds for the hit on a dummy. Bust down, looking real tight on me, homie. Just put a couple more on my feet. Fucking your bitch, cause she say I'm the shit. She loving the way that that young nigga kid. Thoughts on my shoes, see the sauce when I dress. Bust down, rolling y'all niggas my kid. Pull up right now, nigga, you know what it is. I just thumbing through all blue honey. I went and got me some motherfucking money. Don't matter if it's raining or sunny. I'm a hustle from Monday to Sunday. In the trap with all of my homies. You know my young niggas keep it a honey. All in the spot and you know how we coming. Every since he's jacking, I want a honey. I'm at the wall, blue honey. I went and got me some motherfucking money. Don't matter if it's raining or sunny. I'm a hustle from Monday to Sunday. In the trap with all of my homies. You know my niggas gon' keep it a honey. All in the spot and you know how we coming. Every since he's jacking, I want a honey. money that's honey.
We trapping for 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 money that's
honey.
I went and got me some motherfucking money. Don't matter if it's raining or sunny. I'm a hustler from Monday to Sunday. In the trap with all of my homies. You know my young niggas keep it a hundred. All in the spot and you know how we coming. Every since he's young and I want a hundred. I just keep farming through all blue honey. I went and got me some motherfucking money. Don't matter if it's raining or sunny. I'm a hustler from Monday to Sunday. In the trap with all of my homies. You know my niggas gon' keep it a hundred. All in the spot and you know how we coming. Every since he's young and I want a hundred.
All right, and we are back. That was Blue Faith, again, by our special guest from last week, Chucky. Definitely shout out to him as well. It definitely was a good interview.
Yeah, it was even better performance. Yes, he did a promo run. Shout out to Twana Dude and Nasty ENT coming to Baltimore for the weekend.
Yes. Well, yeah, you definitely, you say he definitely was a good performer at the shows that he was at, so that's good as well.
Yeah, it was good. Shout out to Prophet, shout out to DJ Duke, shout out to DJ Steve, DJ Needable. It was pretty good. It's a good turnout, good vibe. Welcome to Baltimore, North Carolina. Especially Burlington, North Carolina. We'll be as
well. Yeah. Well, that is good. So let's get into our next track of the day before we get a call on. Like I said, our special guest will definitely be calling in a little bit later. So we're going to keep this show rolling. This is The Cold by
NBM.
I'm not sure if you guys sent that because I don't have it.
It's say cold. You should have it.
Cold. If you don't, let me see.
She's gonna say cold. The word cold. It's cold. It's the cold or it's cold.
Hold on 1 second, y'all. Oh, okay. I'll probably load it. You wanna while I load this up, can we play
Yeah, but.
Smoke. Did
you load the other one?
Yeah, we play Smoke.
Okay. Smoke. Well, yeah, let's get the next track on. Well, this is by our homie, Mr. 810 himself, Carlito, Smoke in My Eye.
Just wondering when they gon' realize it's only fake truths out here. searching for deliverance when all we need is reverence. A pulpit in the mitten to suck me in as the river ends. Through the fog, just a big dog in a story that never ends. Got niggas can hardly read all in the book. And after they stole their first post, that's all that it took. They stay mobbing deep, got them all at it shook. Hitting niggas over the head like you ball bat a crook. And I really hate commenting, I don't like that. And they say this is wrong, venting, thinking I can't write that. So I let them let off that steam. And them W's, I still get them when they get off that cream. The fabric I'm woven in got to come together, it seems. American nightmares has always been forever the dream. I'm just wondering when they gon' realize it's only fake truths out here and realize. No surrender, no retreat, and no compromise. The burns is like that lie. When smoke gets in your eyes. I'm just wondering when they gon' realize it's only fake truths out here and realize. No surrender, no retreat, and no compromise. The burns is like that lie. When smoke gets in your eyes. How can we unite when it ain't no unity? And why most assumes it makes an ass out of you and me? What it look like, a lot of y'all skip school or some truancy. Drifting by what you see on the floor with no buoyancy. Swearing they rock solid but skipping skim the surface. Weighing in life to switch and flip the dim to perfect. See, if you fall for anything, you'll stand for nothing. When faced with real temptations, you gotta bring the rough in. Pushing hot shit while they steady star for bluffing. That's why I fuck with that sack, cause I was too tall for rushing. So fuck some eggs in the basket, shit, I stay scrambling. Cause when the ship in, it goes to hand-to-hand handling. I pull some strings and play the game like a mandolin. And my assignment was grab the paper the day was handed in. Get an understanding in the same place as I was rambling. See, the world's a big casino that every day we take a gamble in. Just wondering.
It just finished. Alrighty, and we are back. Alrighty, I like that joint that was Smoke in My Eyes by my homie Carlito 810. Alright, I see we got some callers. Let's get to the first one.
504-475. Hello, this evening. Yep. How everybody doing?
Hey, you doing good in yourself?
All right, it's Artistic Domino calling from Louisiana.
Yeah. How you? What you been into?
I've been on the grind with the beat. Yeah. Late night in the studio. That's how I've been. That was been falling in. Been working 10 hours a day.
Okay, that's what's up.
And I've just been enjoying different people I've been networking with. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I got the West Coast and Down South music coming soon. West Coast and Down South Boys coming soon. I'm put that up by 2020. Yeah, y'all can look up Artistic Domino on Google and look up all of the music I've been doing, and I got the beat website up on beatstars.com for beats. Whoever needs, for anybody need beats, there's 5 beats up there right now until I start adding more. The West Coast and Down South Boys Volume 1 is out right now. And I got working with West Coast artists right now.
DJ Kool-Aid out of San Francisco and Mac 17 out of Sacramento.
Okay, that's what's up.
Those my number one. Both of my, I call them both my number one artists out of the West Coast right now. And they music is booming. Y'all can check them out. Hit their Instagram, Mac 17, Instagram Mac 17, and DJ Instagram DJ Kool-Aid. And check out their sites. Mac 17 got Now and Never, all in digital stores. Look them up. And DJ Kool-Aid, he got he's all in digital stores with my music cost. Where produced beats on Ghetto Stories. Check that out. That's on all in digital stores. And then you do. Yeah. And I tell you my Instagram. Artistic Domino.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's what's up, man.
Getting new equipment. Yeah, I'm getting new equipment pretty soon. I'll be starting making beats from the house again, the studio house again, by next year. And y'all can hit me up at my Gmail, artb663@gmail.com.
Yeah, okay. That's cool. Well, we definitely appreciate you for calling in and supporting like you do. You always do.
I also can hit me on my Facebook, Art Domino One. Facebook Art Domino One. Probably do my inspiration from time to time, every other Sunday. And sometimes daily through the week, sometimes. And see what other music coming out. That's on Instagram and on my Facebook. Be looking out for different other things, other music. And I got the Black Blob clothing line out with the shoes, shower curtains, pillows, shower mat. Bathroom mat for the shower. And I got the shoes Excelentes out. That's at they imported from Italy. That's on
And is that stuff on your page, on your Instagram as well?
Yeah, Instagram, yep. It goes right to Instagram and Facebook. Yep.
Y'all get no, okay. Well, I'm going to
buy you the link, all the links on there.
I'm going to definitely check that out after this show. I need to, you know,
yeah,
see what
they,
you got out there.
I got one pair called Excelentes shoes. They like an apple green and white right now.
Okay.
And for the summer, I'm gonna have a ladies' shoes pretty soon. They gold. They like some sandals, ladies' sandals. It's gold and white. Those coming out next summer. And
oh, okay.
The Black Blob tennis shoes, the logo, those are coming out pretty soon. Hopefully by the summertime or the spring.
That's what's up. Well, yeah, I'm definitely going to check that out after the show. Yeah, so we definitely appreciate you for calling in Artistic Domino and you be safe out there.
All right. Shout out to Black Out Radio, Black T. LeVar, run to that. Peace. Royal Kingston. Yeah, I was blessed, Mike.
Yeah, you too, definitely. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the
I was kind of tired, too.
No, it's just no problem. You're good.
Yeah, have a good night.
Yeah, you too. All right, let's get to the next caller.
252529. Yo, yo, Blackout Radio is good. This your boy ABM calling from the trenches deep down in the Congo jungle of North Carolina. You know what it is. What up?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I've been cooling, you know. Been cooling. You know what I'm saying? I want to say I appreciate y'all for not forgetting about me. You know, I'm always on y'all minds, you know. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you are so welcome.
But, you know, every time I call in, you know, I'm like Deontay Wilder, you know what I'm saying? I knock out the competition, so I'm here to damn bronze bomb somebody tonight, you know what I'm saying? Get y'all a freestyle. What's good?
All right, well, let's get it.
Yes. If time is money, why these niggas never spend it wisely? When you got money, bitches pretend to like you. If you ain't got no money, watch how quick the bitch deny you. The world only fuck with you strictly off your value. Like Jay-Z and Bleakum just coming of age. Growing up, there wasn't no promises made. But I don't really care about it as long as I'm paid. I am not a human. I was electronically made. Money could change the way you live and the way you raise your kids and bring the fakest friends. And bougie bitches with mean head could make you sin. But when you broke, they peel on you like potato skin. Everybody gonna ride that Mercedes Benz, but nobody gonna ride when you pedal in. This a fucked up world to get accepted in. That's why the line between love and hate is very thin. I speak the facts, but nobody listens. My kind is rare like exotic crystals. Bloody words read my body scriptures. I was born without a pot to piss in. The phone tapped, the cops was listening. They put me in the dark, away from the light. But I was used to the shade. Locked me in shackles and chains just to get used as a slave. But I come from Africa where all the real jewelry made. So I'm something you can't fade. Nigga.
Yep. Okay. I'm definitely loving that.
You feel me? You feel me?
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling you.
I appreciate that. This is the boy ABM. Look me up on Facebook, Laymon ABM Brooks. I'm just a nigga with a dream, you know what I mean? And hit me up on SoundCloud, listen to my music. ABM 89, just type that in. I should pop right on up. Like I said, man, I'm the underground, you know what I'm saying, king. I ain't been crowned yet. I'm the lost diamond, you know what I'm saying, in the Congo jungle, you know what I'm saying? Know what it is.
Yeah, well, definitely thanks for calling in, ABM. And you be safe out there. And I'm definitely feeling that freestyle.
I appreciate that. Y'all be safe also, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
So. Alrighty. Let me see. You ready for
next? Can you go to the coat? Yeah, wait a minute. Let's take one more before our special guest get on.
Hey, yo, what it look like? It's Carlito 810, straight from Flint, Michigan, a.k.a. Chucky V, a.k.a. Charlie Valentine, from Def OJ. How y'all feeling tonight?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, man, thank you. I was listening. Black Kid hit me up like, they playing a track right now. I was, and the whole thing is I was setting up, I'm going to shoot another video like in a month.
Yeah,
so I was trying
track.
To get a, yeah, I heard that. I love that. Man, I appreciate y'all. And I was on the phone setting up I got another video I'm setting up in like a month. And then I was on the phone with the girl I want the co-star in the video. So that's why I was like, I gotta go. They playing my song. I call her you. She was like, well, I said, they're playing my song in Baltimore. I said, they're playing my song in Baltimore. I gotta go.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't think she can be co-signing right now.
Yeah,
I
duh.
How you break that? You're not co-signing his daggone song. What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you were talking
about
me.
I'm talking to Jay. Nicole, we're having a conversation.
Yeah, I'm going to text you.
My supporter to my one supporter. You know, that's how it works.
Sweet talk.
She having some of Black Tear and everything else, you know. You know, Facebook kind of exposed a lot of people to be fake followers and stuff. So, you know, I had to get my followers.
Oh, right.
Yes, get your followers up.
Yeah, you know,
okay,
mine's
organic, though. I don't have no fake followers, so I don't care about that.
I ain't either.
Facebook and IG, can't stop me doing nothing.
But, hey, you know what I got to do, though? You know what I hate, though, on Facebook, though? I hate when people make, like, 4 different accounts, bro, and they be saying, you know, I stay at 5. I've been at 5,000 since I've been on this show. Remember, I always say I got to maneuver people. And then because if I go through everything, I'll be all day. But every now and then, like with somebody's birthday or something, it'll be like 3 profiles. And I'm like, none of them got 5,000. One got 300, one got 400, one got 150. 2 of them ain't been on since April 9, 1954,
people
or whatever.
People getting their passwords.
They trying to think like they, I need 3 accounts. Well, for what? You ain't even got 1 account, that's 4.
They be forgetting their passwords. I know that's my problem with, but I know how to take mine now, so I ain't work all that.
Hey, I only can work with one of them. I can't even keep up with the one in the page I got. Man, and your IG, I ain't even got no Snapchat. I forget Twitter for months at a time. I'm really IG and Facebook. Carlito 810 IG. Carlos Carlito Johnson on Facebook and Carlito 810 on Facebook. Anyway, yeah. I call you the way one on Twitter also. Yeah. And
sometimes you got to put it inside your phone. See, I have a problem.
Yeah, I'm just saying, bro. The phone is not surgically implanted in my hand. I got shit to do, too. You know what I mean? Even when I go to the bathroom, I leave my phone out. I don't even like to take my phone to the bathroom, bro, because it's like unplug from this shit sometimes. You got to unplug from this shit sometimes, dog. You know what I mean? You got to think about it.
I keep mine on me all the time because it's business related. It's business related.
Look,
you're an artist, so you probably keep a pen in your pocket.
I don't keep a pen in my pocket. I write on my phone too. I don't keep no pens. I'm done with pens, dog. You know how many trees I done killed? You know what I mean? I'm trying to keep the oxygen in the world.
My phone as business, so I'm looking for a show.
I mean, I got business too, but look, I got business. I got business.
I can't work.
I got business too. But when I'm in the restroom, that's other business. Leave me alone. I need to concentrate on that business. Right? Just saying. I get in. I ain't going to be there forever. If somebody can't wait till I get out of there, then I don't guess I don't need to talk to them. Sometimes you got to have some silence. I like it quiet. Hey, I like it quiet in the bathroom, bro. I like to sit there and think. You know what I mean? That's what I like to do. I don't like to fall in there. Plus, you know how many pathogens you get on your phone by having it in the bathroom with you? I had microbiology, see. I got a 4.0 on that joint. So I already know about all that. All the microorganisms and all that shit. I'm good.
All
I mean, money is
money,
money. Man, dog, money ain't. Do you know what goes on in the bathroom, bro? Ain't got shit to do with money.
I mean, you don't know where that money came from either, so, I mean.
Man, but you know where that bathroom came from. The unknown will be the unknown, but the known will be the known, and you have to address the known because you know what it is. The unknown, you have to just hopefully it'll work itself out. Feel me? For real.
Work itself out, all right.
You know what I'm saying? You already know. So look, hey, I'm glad, man. Thanks for playing with Smoke Gets in Your Eye video out right now on YouTube. Carlito 810 on YouTube. I got an album out, Def OJ, right now. I got an album out, Born Identity, the first solo album is back out now because my new album, Born Ultimatum, will be hitting about 3 or 4 weeks, actually. Man, it's that close. Yeah, I'm probably getting ready to shoot another video. I just talked to a female today that I want to play in a new video that I'm about to do. It's one of the songs on my album called Girl. It's dope. It ain't like calling, you know, I don't do the whole call women B's and H's and shit, but I was having a problem with female Facebook type shit, all that shit, so I made a song about it, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's very tasteful. It ain't going to be me calling no women, you know, crazy, but it's very tasteful, so I had to need to find the perfect woman, you know, I need a woman with a little attitude. So this, you know, I got Shannon Ray Davis. She called the Bedrock Diva in Flint. She actually has a song called Break It Down that she's going to shoot a video to that I did the intro to. She's an R&B singer. And we did like a Ja Rule, what's her name? Jennifer Lopez type of vibe, hip hop meets, you know, R&B type thing. So kind of one of the first time I did that, and it's a real dope song. So once it get done, I'll make sure I shoot that to you. Once the video get done, I'll make sure I shoot that to you. So, you know, just check, you know what I mean? Just check me out, you know, Instagram, Carly Lee 10. Like it's Facebook, Carly Lee. All you got to do is Google Carly Lee 10. You know what I'm saying? And all this shit going to pop up. You know what I'm saying? So, and Def OJ also. Def OJ, you got an album or whatever. But I was going to spit something before your artist, before your guest came on. It's cool, it's too late.
All right,
Hev,
you're
going to
do it.
You're going to
sit for
it.
Go right quick.
All right, here we go. I'm about to strip this shit down, butt naked. See me? I'm 100% real. Fuck faking. Knock off, get you knocked up, then knocked off. Squeezing the Charmin ass niggas so hard, claiming they not soft. All in the air, no care, intensive when it pops off. Worker B, not the boss. Dick Ryder waiting to hop off.
Nah.
See, I'm an old man. Got my own plan. Security
no,
on the so-called homeland on my own land. No more childish acts. I'm a grown man. Savage barbarian. Call me Conan. And some Cohans. Excuse me, I mean Cohans. I'm so puffy on this bad boy. I need to show Sean. How I locked up the shine and moved across the ocean. Put it in motion from a notion. How you gonna get in gear with no grind, killer? That's like being out here with no nine. So you better check your primary before you cosign. See, I used to hold the D and move E when it's showtime. They're trying to crank it up cold. They're trying to crank it up hard from a cold start. How you gonna have love out here with no heart?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Bars. You know, that's a little verse from one of the joints on my new album coming out, What Called What's Love, so Born Ultimatum, called What's Love When It Ain't No Love In These Streets. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to find love when ain't love all around, right? So it talks about that. You know, I got to take it to another plateau. You know me, I'm always on the astro plane. You know what I mean? So, you know, I appreciate y'all. Shout out to Black Tip. Shout out to Yo Case. I can't even say that no more, right?
Yeah, I got to, hey, yo,
I know Akiyana. No. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Shout out to LeVar. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Sweet Tooth. You know, shout out OMS, Posse. You know what I'm saying? He keeping the hip-hop alive. Shout out Andrews. You know what I mean? Shout out all my people out there, man. One love to everybody. Keep hip-hop alive. Royal Crush Takeover is always taking over. See y'all next week.
Yes, we are.
Appreciate it, man.
Definitely. Thanks for calling in, homie, and you be safe out there.
And thank you for having me, and you guys be safe also. And quit partying so much, y'all. Y'all making me – I'm coming to Baltimore. Y'all just got too many pictures going on. And, King, you know what I'm saying? Keisha be over there. Keisha out here glowing and shit with all the people around her and shit. I see.
I'm out here in the street.
Hey, when she out and about, boy, she glowing. She be glowing. I gotta see that in person.
2020, my friend.
2020, that's our year, bro, for real. And beyond. Y'all have a good night. Love y'all, bro.
All right, you know, I know Black Beauty, our special guest, is on the line somewhere.
Please hit the number one.
Yes, I got to find you. I have inboxed you because I need you to tell me what your number is. I can pull you up and call you. But let's get into this track. This is The Cold by MDM.
Know that.
Know that, know that, know that. Breakfast shards like a bottle. Came from the bottom. MPM, we some problems. All my niggas go hard. Dragging our balls, but we all got flaws. Miles be a shit starter. Charlie G, he retarded. This nigga B's insane. Raw as head, I'm the one with the hand prime, so don't fuck with the game. Got your bitch, but we just want the brains. Try and see what's all in the cranium. Told me how that nigga was lame. I told her shut up and keep doing the thing. Real ones, yeah, we never gonna change. 111 niggas been new the name. Train the gold niggas that had that rage. Like some lines that just can't be tamed. Talking shots, so we got that range too. The AR will rearrange you. Had your family, your brains, and your funeral. Ducked off, I'ma smoke me a blunt at you. 111 niggas know how we do. 111 niggas know how we do. Got the zombies with me and they gon' shoot.
MPM niggas, that is the code. Yeah, MPM niggas, that is the code. Yeah, MPM niggas, that is the code. I'm getting lit while I'm out with the bros. We march sitting and we killing these hoes. Yeah, yeah. MPM niggas, that is the code. I'm getting lit while I'm out with the bros. We march sitting and we stepping on toes. You crank lit niggas breaking your nose. You cross your wrong niggas touching your soul. Sound roof nigga, get your top blown. Every day you nigga play with the phone. That nigga man, cause your bitch with the bros. Don't get mad, you wear MPM clothes. MPM nigga, that is the code. Protect your mind, nigga, touching your nose. I'm fucking hoes, cause they do the most. Telling you, bitch, and I never will fold. With the zombies, bitch, me a gold. MPM for one, no one to G. Living hard, nigga. MPM nigga, that is the code. Now I'm back in my mold. Fuck my mind, all my niggas gon' go. All of my niggas will smoke. If I got it, then none of my niggas is broke. Oh, now it's murder, she broke. If you scared, go to church. If you broke, go to work. Getting to the money first. No time for these lanes. Niggas is bitches, they change. Been telling you stay in your lane. Not the soul about your brain. Yeah, I'm fucking insane. You think you got what you mean. Still a nigga done changed. Can't complain, but I'm looking for sun in the rain. Other than that, a nigga be chill, but I got bills paid. Making sure the kids are straight. Fuck what a nigga got say. He ain't gonna say it to my face. You niggas all in the way. I'm trying to get me a plate. And I'm trying to do shit today. Niggas don't make it, cause niggas is all in the race. Move at your own speed and your own pace. I don't say much cause I'm in my own space. MPM, this bitch, get the fuck out of my way. MPM, nigga, that is the code. Yeah, bitch, MPM, nigga, that is the code. Yeah, MPM, nigga, that is the code. I'm getting lit while I'm out with the pros. We marching and then we killing these hoes. Yeah, yeah, MPM, nigga, that is the code. Yeah, bitch, MPM, nigga, that is the code. MPM, nigga, that is the code. I'm getting lit while I'm out with the pros. We marching and then we killing these hoes. Yeah, yeah.
Hello. All right. And we are back. All right. Let's get to our next caller while we're still waiting to get our special guest on the line.
646-673. Hey, hey. What's up, Blackout Radio, Keisha and staff? Happy Thanksgiving. This is the SX Sean Felder of SX Injuries. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing good. And you?
Great, great, great. Want to give a quick shout out to Black Beauty. She's going to be modeling my drinks soon. She's a little nervous. I spoke to her earlier today. I just tell her, you know, just calm down, relax. It's first interview. You're going to be all right. Because, you know, we all did our first interview, been nervous. You know, I told her 10 years ago I did my first sort of interview, local spinning radio show with DJ Big Cow. I was nervous. And after that, 70-something year shows later, doing good. So I just want to give a quick shout out to her, you know, if she do well her first interview. And a shout out to my Essex model, the mom, Sarah D. Raff. She's going to be modeling soon for Philadelphia Eagles T-shirt I gave her and a LeBron James Lakers shirt. So look out for those model photos soon. And also a shout out to my PR DJ, K. Nikki. He's doing a phenomenal job helping me out with the Essex Network. So shout out to those two phenomenal people.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look out for some more model photos soon. One of them is Black Beauty, who'll be your guest soon. And I'm going to be on the calendar, Curvy Girl Calendar 2020. One of the SX energy drinks ads will be in the calendar. Shout out to the CEO of Curvy Girl Calendar, Darlene Allen. I'll be one of her vendors in Georgia next year. It's supposed to be December 6th. She pushed it back. So it'll be sometime in 2020. I'll keep you guys updated on that, all right?
Okay, that's what's up. Well, I'll check your inbox when you get a chance. I inboxed you.
Gotcha. All right. Y'all have a good night. Shout out to Gay. Good luck to Black Beauty, the model, her interview. Later.
Later. Definitely. Thanks for calling in, Sean. And definitely shout out to you also for plugging in with Black Beauty. All righty. Let's get to another caller.
Oh, Black Beauty here.
Alrighty.
Alrighty, you sound a little.
495.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, all the way from Seattle, Washington. Miss Black Beauty.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm doing good.
I was listening, but I had to hang up because I have this stupid Sprint. I can't get on the internet if I'm on the phone. I saw you.
Oh,
I heard you say
okay.
You're trying to find out what number I'm in, so I have to hang up and email you real quick and then call right back in. Oh, I hate Sprint. It's ridiculous. But I'm doing great. The week is almost over, but I've been jam-packed this whole month of November. Just busy.
Okay. Well, sometimes that's good, I know, but sometimes it's just a need a break too.
Yeah, because when that Sunday comes, you just crash and burn.
Right.
Just crash and burn. And I appreciate Mr. Sean Felder calling and giving me a shout out. He's so funny. It's not actually my first radio interview, but it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He's a good dude. Well, we definitely appreciate you, you know, for doing this with us today. Super excited about it.
Yeah, I was excited to talk to people about my life and what I'm doing.
Yeah. So let's get into it. I saw, you know, like from your bio, I just thought it was really, you know, like interesting that you kind of fell into modeling, just kind of, you know, all right, I'll fill in for a photo shoot. So, like, how did that, like, whole thing, like, come about?
Well, I've always been a very fashionable person. So, like, when people have questions, they always come to me about, should I wear this? Is this color okay? Should it look good? Or people have always, like, complimented me on what I was wearing because I was always willing to step off the box and do something different. I don't do what everyone else do. You know, I'm very colorful. And so I'm willing to take risks. And so a girlfriend of mine had inboxed me late one night about filling in for a model for her friend at a shoe store. And I halfway read it. I was like half asleep when I read it. And all I was seeing was shoe store. And I love shoes. I'm like, shoes is my thing. And I was like, yeah. So I went to church that day, came home. I inboxed her, like, hey, you still want me to model? She was like, yeah, come pick me up. So I go pick her up. We go to the place, and I'm looking at all these shoes and everything, trying to figure out what they're going to have me modeling in, you know what I'm saying, and whatever. And then the photographer came over to me, and he was like, hey, what you going to wear? You ready? I'm like, I'm ready. I had a little cute little dress on. I thought I was cute. And he was like, nah. He was like, this is a lingerie shoot. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I was like, what? And so her friend, he makes adult toys, and he had to make this big old metal sex thing. And I seen it, but I didn't see it. You know how you see something, but you really not listen to it? And he was like, does he see that sex thing? And I was like, nah, y'all lying. So I go and look, and I was like, oh, shit, there's a thing in there. I just saw the shoes. My mind was focused on the shoes. And I was like, I don't have any lingerie. And he just, like, start pulling things out of his bag. I said, so you rolled around with lingerie in your bag? I was like, wow, okay. So that was kind of weird. But they found this, black leather bodysuit. So that's what I had. That's what I wore. And I just rolled it down the stairs. I couldn't get my boobs completely zip it up, so it just has it down a little bit. My bra was sexy, so I was able to do that. So that's how I got started. Okay. And he was like, you should really do it. You have a very unique look. There's a market for you. So I was like, I'm only 5'4". You know, I don't see too many short models. You know, plus size or full figure, what you want to say. So I'm like, I'm not big enough to be considered plus. So I'm like right there in the middle, curvy full figure. And I was like, you know, dot scan. I'm like, oh, he said, you should do it. So he gave me some contacts, and I started the next month, and I've been doing it ever since.
Okay, well, that's good. You know, so he saw something in you, and it was already kind of, you know, a spark in you if you love your fashion and everything. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Did you find, was it very challenging, or you found that it kind of opened up to you?
Well, at first, I was, like, scared out of my wits. I wanted to do it, and I knew I could do it. But I was so freaking scared my first, because I did a runway show. Then it was a swimsuit show. I was like, oh, my God, in a swimsuit? And then they had me in a two-piece. I was like, I'm too big for a two-piece. Are you kidding me? My first show. So that very first show, I didn't have any facial expressions at all. I was just like blank, looking straight out to everyone and walking all extra slow because I was so scared. I didn't want to fall. Didn't want to throw up, so even my pictures look like I'm just, like, not really there. So as I continued to do it, it just got easier and became very natural to me. And I still get nervous when I do my photo shoots or go to a runway, because that's just how I am. I know I can do it. I'm confident. But before, I get a little, you know, butterflies in my stomach. That just keeps me humble.
Yeah.
I'm not a superstar. I'm not the best. I'm not the greatest, but I'm still learning as I'm going, but people, they can't tell that I'm, you know, I'm like, you're nervous? I'm like, yeah, I'll be nervous. Like, you don't look nervous. I said, well, I guess, you know, I can fake it, really, that I have a good diva appearance, I guess, you know. But, yeah, so I enjoy it.
Yeah, that's good. So what are some of the online campaigns and things that you're involved in now?
Some of what? I didn't hear you, excuse me.
I said some of the campaigns that you're involved in now.
Well, I just did a video for a rapper. I think he's out of Sacramento, and his name is Ace of Spades. He's from Seattle, I think, and it's called Go Black Woman, and it's a awesome song. It's a rap song, but it's just promoting black women and all the things that we're good, that we're great at. There's no cussing and nothing derogatory, just very positive and uplifting, and so I'm excited about that. Yeah, and then I did a live podcast with Candace Smith out of Miami. She's the editor of Fat Tablets magazine. That was on the 9th. I did that, and we recorded one also, and that aired on the 7th of November. So that was exciting. And I did a radio show with Downtown Hot Radio with Wallell Archer last month in October. And so right now I am working on, I just did a photo shoot with Unchained Girls out of Portland, Oregon. They're having their 10th anniversary calendar. So I did some, I went there on Saturday to shoot some pictures for their calendar. And it's my first time working with them, you know. So it's like, for me to be able to get into the calendar would be awesome. I think I did a show for them a couple months ago. And, they had a photo shoot. I was going to be in the area. So I was like, hey, I wouldn't mind coming through for the photo shoot, get some pictures, maybe like getting into your calendar. I was like, yeah, come on through. So it was fun. It was like photography everywhere. But it was just like, it was awesome. So I look forward to that one, you know. But yeah.
Okay. I saw some of the pictures on your page.
Yeah. Some of them are really good. I can't wait for the ones I took. They had different stations set up. They had, like, the main stage is all white. They had a pink stage. They had a bathtub stage. They had a boudoir, which is a bedroom. And so their song from that bedroom is, like, phenomenal. It was like, oh, my God, I cannot. They would show me them in the camera. They'd be so excited about it. I'm like, I can't wait for that one to, you know, get edited and see what it looks like. But, yeah, so it's always cool to see a different perspective from the photographers, because they all have a different eye. And they're all going for something different. And so one might get you one angle, and then the other one gets you another angle, but they still come out looking great in different angles. So, and most importantly, my facial expressions, what makes my photos. It's like how my eyes are looking, how I'm doing my lips. So that's my thing. My trick is my facial, my eyes.
Yeah, that, well, that's good. We definitely, you are very photogenic. I was liking the pictures and things that I saw on your page.
Oh, thank you. I try to keep it real, not too over the top, because I am a mother and I am a grandma. I'm a nana. So, and I have grown boys, and I don't want to do anything that's going to embarrass my sons and my grandsons. So I try to keep it, you know, it's going to be sexy no matter what. So I'll try to keep it as classy as I can as far as the sexy part, you know what I'm saying? But cause I don't want to be sexy no matter what you do, but I don't want to be raunchy or trashy, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I did a photo shoot back in September, and it was a whole bunch of models, and they had a whole bunch of photographers there. It's not a boudoir shoot, you know, lingerie, whatever, which is fine. And I started out with a short dress on, because I was like, you know what, I can be sexy in this dress, and oh my God, these pictures are gorgeous. But it got to the point where some of the models were just, they just like got straight naked, and I was like, what are you going to do with these pictures? You know, you're in the shower, you know, and your titties are up on the shower, up on the, you know, the glass. What are you going to do with these pictures? You know, but you can't go anywhere with those. You can't post those on social media. There's not many magazines you can post those in. So it's like, who are these for? And, you know, I'm not judging them. They do what they do, but it's like, that's definitely not for me. So I was like, nah, I'm in the shower, but I'm fully clothed and there's no water running for me on my pictures, which is fine. You know, it was, you know, what we wanted to do, our comfort level was what it was about. So I was like, I can't do that, but you know, it's okay if you do it, but it's just not for me.
Yeah, and that's what I think is important. And I like a lot of the body positive campaigns and things that are going on. And I definitely think that's important, you know, because the average size for a woman in the U.S. is about like a 12 or 14, you know, but a lot of the times you see a lot of the mainstream models, they're very thin, you know, and that's fine as well, you know, but it's not a lot. You know, women that are regular size, you know, that really get out there.
I think that's definitely important. Yeah, and it's hard for, you know, plus or curvy or full figure women to get into shows, because when they're doing their runway shows, they want 0 to 6 or 0 to 8. And I'm like, that's not your typical size woman. And those are not the typical type people who buy the clothes, so why wouldn't you, you know, cater to all of us? We want to look good, so we want to be fashionable, whatever. So that's why I'm going to be planning my own show for next year for plus-size women. I've already got an event planner who reached out to me. They saw me working behind backstage at another show earlier this month, and she was like, I like your style. I like how you handle yourself under pressure. I want to work with you for a show. And I was like, you know, I already have a show concept idea going on. I just need somebody to sponsor me and help me. And boom, she's like, I got you for the, you know, I'm going to have my own show next year.
Okay. Well, congratulations. It's definitely a lot of work. I've done two, and it's a lot. But
it is a lot. I never knew how, what happened behind the scenes. So I actually was the model coordinator for a show the beginning of this month. And so my job started in like September, you know, planning it and helping set up the time for the casting and getting the photographer to come and applications on a model release and actually help having the casting, getting all the looks together, makeup and hair. And people were backing out the day of the show, day before the show, or hour before the show. So it was like, what? You know, so you just run around like, oh my God, you know, trying to hold it together. And then the very next week I was in a show walking for two designers, but the producer called me up that morning and said, hey, my backstage manager bailed on me. Can you do it? I saw you working last week and I liked and you were good. Can you help me? I was like, sure, I'll do it. And so I did it again the next 4 weeks. So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I have 5 kids, so I'm good. I can you know, handle multiple things at once, I guess, you know.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's good. But how did your style with the Black Booty even go?
You know what? That was kind of, it went well because we had people coming off the street, you know, because it was an actual store. So people came in off the street, and I helped them find clothing, you know, they had a special event. I helped them find some stuff. A couple of my girlfriends came in, and my coworker came in, and she was planning her trip for her birthday this month, so I helped her get things for that because she was going to the Bahamas. So we picked up her some clothes for that. So as more people understand what it means, for people like, what is it? Is it a soul? I'm like, no, I'm going to help you find your style because people don't know how to dress and what to wear.
Yeah.
And so, you know, not everyone has a personal style like the rich and famous and, you know, the rock stars and R&B, hip hop people. You know, I got a show, I got an event, or I got an interview. I need something to wear. You know, they have personal styles, you know. And so I'm like, I'm trying to help you, but on a cheaper, you know, less expensive route of how to put things together and take what you have in your closet and working it out, or not just buying all black. And just because it's in the store doesn't mean it's for you, you know, things of that nature. So the store owner said it was the best turnout she's had in for all her events. So it was a good turnout.
Oh, that's always good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So, we are almost out of time. So
okay.
Put through your links and everything out there. I feel like we didn't get our whole interview time, but I'll think of something, another way of getting you back on the show so we can, you know, like finish this and everything. Next week is Thanksgiving. We won't be on then, but we'll definitely bring you back on, you know, like that.
Yeah, I thought you guys had Sarah on here a couple weeks ago. She has the Shout
Out
magazine. I was in her magazine back in September. I got 4-page spread in her magazine back in September. But yeah, I have a Facebook model page, and that is it's back Black Beauty, but to get to it, you have to do is Purple Diva Princess. It's you type in that, but it's gonna come up with me. And then my Instagram is I_am_BlackBeauty, and so BlaqUe Beauty is how you spell that one. And my email is purplediva@gmail.com. And that's how they can find me. I'm working on a website right now. I've been talking with a company trying to get me to have a website up. It costs money to get a website up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The monthly maintenance is not expensive, but that, you know, getting it up is like, woo-wee. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, but I tell people you got to invest in yourself. And you,
right.
You know, you understand that so well.
Yeah, because I already got I got business cards, I got my comp cards. When I go to my captains, I have everything ready, and they like, you out? I'm like, yes, I'm serious. I'm like, I'm not out here to play with y'all, you know, for real. So
yeah, well that's always good that you come prepared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you guys for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for doing this, and you are so welcome. Yeah, I'll be definitely want to thank Black Beauty for coming on and chatting with us today. Shout out to all of the callers and all of the listeners. If you want to know how you get an interview on the show or get your music played by us, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG or Royal Crush ENT on IG. And you can hit my homeboy. You can hit my co-host up at Mr. Run Tell That on IG. You know, we want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. We will not be on for next week, but we will be back that following week. So let's be safe out here, be kind to one another, and have a safe and happy holiday. If we can, Black Tia, let's get that Zone 13 on by Lil Cudi.
What is it again?
It's Z13.
Like, we're already taking our friends out. That shit probably make me do that. Lil Cudi, man. NTB shit, no turning back. You already know what it is. Off the radar.
You know that I'm spazzing, I'm about to action. I'm busting at you niggas cause you lagging. Damn, you know how I'm coming. Zone 13, you know that I'm dumbing. Up the hill, bitch, you know that it's nothing. I got zero chill, I got a drumming. Got hella blocks, you know that it's nothing. Cut and dry, yeah, that's end of discussion. I body this beat, I gave you concussions. Grizzly come through and you know that he's talking. You niggas be bitches, I swear y'all be bluffing. Off of the radar, I bust him. Cover space like a pumpkin. We like them all making pop-ups. You niggas singing like I'm just telling your stories. You niggas corny. I put your bitch cause she text, she was on me. Pussy so wet, I call her Aquafina. Then I just kicked her out, I didn't need her. She was just like all the mother's teasers. Man, we just back to you, here's my heater. She make my move, yeah, and I was sleeping. Since birth, yeah, I ain't need no teacher. I'm high like God, I don't need no preacher. You cannot rap, you can't get a feature. Niggas talk smoke, but they never cheat it. Niggas talk beef, but they never eat it. Zone 13, you know that it's nothing. Bust a burner, press a button, nigga, it's nothing. NCB, you know I'm thugging. NCB, you know I'm thugging. Zone 13, you know that it's nothing. Bust a burner, press a button, nigga, it's nothing. NCB, you know I'm thugging. NCB, you know I'm thugging. I want the beef, grab a fork, let's eat. Talking that shit will get you treated. Beat this nigga to a Caesar. Fucking bitch, I'm a pleaser. She gotta lick it, I love a teaser. Look at my goals, I am a cheeser. You niggas are faggots, you Julius Caesar. Go get the cake with the dick on it. We got the block looking rich on it. You could just call me Mitch. Taking my rumbles is what I do. I'm in the trenches. Got the old other D. Getting rich. Any nigga thinking I'm a lick. This baby now I'm gonna go in his shit. Pop a nigga. None of the streets is having a fit. They can't touch the boy cause he nice with the nigga. He nice as a bitch. Rick Flair with the drip. All these other niggas bitches. Come through the bend. Spinning through with the stenches. Coming through and I'ma get him. Damn. Zone 13, you know that it's nothing. Bust a burner, press a button. Nigga, it's nothing. NCB, you know I'm thugging. NCB, you know I'm thugging. Zone 13, you know that it's nothing. Bust a burner, press a button. Nigga, it's nothing. NCB, you know I'm thugging. NCB, you know I'm thugging.
Wish him, baby. This your boy J Blood Macadone. Rocking with Royal Crush Takeover Radio. You already know, man. Drop that hot music.